Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tee to Green just after 7 o'clock here on a beautiful Saturday in August in Western New York. We are live and on the air on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for waking up with us here on a kind of a little cooler, crisp Saturday morning. Feels good outside, and we're ready to talk golf with you. Your best spot for local golf talk coming up here over the course of the next hour. My name is Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. We're live at Lancaster Country Club, one of our home clubs. Pleased to be joined, as always, by PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning to walk in this place today, wasn't it? Starting to feel a little bit like fall. It's their club championship today. They got the range set up. It's all clean and nice. The flowers are all blooming. I'm watching hummingbirds buzz around, and it makes you want to go out and play golf. Been a great summer for golf, and just amazing.
It really has. We walked by the pool, had a little steam coming up because with a little chill in the air this morning. But
and it's that time of year where golf starts to mean a little bit more around your club year because you got club championships. They just had their invitational last week, so a lot of stuff going on.
Yep. All right, so we're here at Lancaster Country Club. We're going to be joined by the club president in just one moment, but coming up here on the show, we'll have some course and membership information coming up if you want to know a little bit more about Lancaster Country Club. Also, last night we held our 6th annual Duster Putting Challenge, a great success at Glen Oak Golf Club, where we raised a lot of money. So we're going to talk about that coming up in terms of how that played out, and congratulate our winners, too. We'll have that coming up. Also, Kevin Sylvester, who is a member here at Lancaster, he is working hard this week. You can hear him on the ESPN Plus broadcast for the first round of the FedEx Cup playoffs there in Memphis at TPC Southwind. Kevin will check in at 7:45. I know, Kevin, it's got to be killing him that he's missing the club championship here this week.
Oh, I would imagine. He doesn't miss many rounds, so I'm sure if he was home, he'd be playing.
That's right. And we'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up in segment number two with Jeff here as we are live at Lancaster Country Club inside their beautiful clubhouse. And with that, we're going to bring in our first guest, Len Sislow, the club president here at Lancaster. Len, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for being here this morning. Again, you said it's a pretty crisp morning a little bit, so it's... But it's a great morning. It's going to be a great day, club championship, a couple great days of golf.
Yeah. By all accounts, the course is in great shape, and this is the time of year you want to enjoy it because aerification will be coming in a couple weeks, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And you had your invitational last week and the club championships this week. How are things, how's everything going with the events and stuff like that? It seems like it's active.
It is very active. We've got many different activities for everybody. We've got couples nights out that we do. That has been great. It's been sold out each and every time. It seems like it's expanding. Everybody's having a great time with that. And then, just all the different levels of golf, whether it's junior golf or, women's golf. We have a two-and-out program, for the women that really gets them, acclimated to the game.
What's a two-and-out? That sounds interesting to me.
So the two-and-out is it's really geared towards women that have not played golf, right? So we try to get them out there. It can be very intimidating when you get out on the golf course, and, sometimes you're staying at that tee, and it's a long ways out. But Mike Szabo, our head golf
PGA
professional.
PGA Pro, yep. Yep.
And his team do a great job once a week. They have a large group of women that they do lessons before. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they actually go out and play a couple holes so they can kind of get used to that.
Yeah, I found that's the best way to introduce people to golf is you can do things on the range.
Yep.
And like you said, there are a lot of barriers, especially for women to come into the game sometimes. So something like that makes them comfortable to get out on the golf course, see what it's like, know the etiquette and things like that. So then when they come out on their own, they're comfortable playing, right?
Right.
And that's how you create memberships. And then junior program's probably pretty active now?
It's very active, yep. So, we've got all levels of that, too. We got a couple weeks ago, I was out here watching It's very small. You know, guys coming out here and playing with their bags, and you know, but you know, and then they, you know, go up from there, up into the teenage ranks. But just outstanding.
Isn't there anything cuter than watching the kids?
I wanted to say, Jeff, when you started working with my son when he was like 6 or 7, that was the one thing that I noticed that you did with him. That yes, you know, you took him to the range to talk about the swing and all these sort of things, but you got him out on the golf course pretty fast, and you played a couple of holes with him. And I remember that, like, that was kind of his first official lesson with you. But that was something that you said to me was important. You said, look, everybody wants to be on the course at some point.
Right, and I used to run women's programs, and that was, we'd do the same thing, get a lesson. Hey, we're going to go play one hole. Let's get on a cart, and I'll teach you a little bit about the etiquette. I'll teach you, hey, we're going to hit a chip over a bunker, because, you know, that's a, or we're going to hit a bunker shot, because that's fun, you know. And you try to make the game fun, right? Yeah. Isn't that the whole idea? Aren't we all playing golf because it's a great game and it's fun? So anything you could do to make it more fun, right?
Yes, exactly. And part of that, too, is that, you know, friendships build. You know, they start, you know, connecting with other members. And I'll tell you, you know, my wife had a group. She was a part of it. And, you know, they've got a group of 6 people that they play golf, you know, quite often. And they're, you know, it's really now lifelong friendships.
Oh, that's the best thing about, one of the best things about golf. And I've been blessed to be in the industry for 30 years. So you meet so many cool people and you create so many great friendships. Yeah. And that's what's nice about Lanka. You get out there and play with people and have fun and then come inside and hang out on the patio. It's a nice lifestyle, isn't it?
Yes. It is.
Jeff, you familiar with this course? You worked here for many years too.
Yes.
I know. Just you said you were, when we were walking in, impressed with the some of the improvements that have been made.
Yeah, it's in much better condition than when I was proud of the place, and it's gotten so much better. The landscaping, the conditions of the facilities, everything has been ticked up over the years. It seems like something gets done every year to make it a little bit nicer, and it's quite impressive now. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's talk
nice
a little.
To see.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the golf course for those that maybe haven't played it recently or don't know much about it. Just what are some of the features that you like about it? What would you, if someone said what's great about this golf course, what would you say?
I think that the thing that's great about it is every day is different. You know, people, you play the same. You know, may say, hey, I play the same. You know, same golf course every day. But whether it's the wind, pin positions, you know, just different things that are always out there. You know, one of the things that, you know, more recently, you know, going to, you know, kind of shaving around the greens and, you know, trying to put some more of the maybe a little bit more fine part of the game in place where, you know, some of the bunkers before, maybe there was rough and things like that were around there that weren't coming into play. Now they do, right? So it changes your game around a little bit. But it's always different. I mean, every day, again, it's just that's the challenge that I think that I enjoy. You know, members and people that come here, they look at it and, you know, it's not an, you know, extremely long golf course, but when you get down to the, you know, you get down to the green area and stuff like that, it becomes very humbling at times.
And I always thought you had to hit a lot of different shots around the golf course.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed playing here. It's when I was playing my best, because I think I played here so much. And you know, there's short par fours. Mm-hmm. And number 5 is a long, hard par fours.
Yep.
Par fives you can reach in 2, some you can't. Yeah, so I always thought it was it made you hit a lot of different shots, which made you a better player too.
Sure. Like number 18, you come in, you've got a lot of options, right?
Yeah.
For those that are familiar with number 18 here at Lancaster, Jeff, you've gotten many opinions on how to play it, right? Len, I'm sure you have too.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, like you can try to launch it on the green, but it's hard to make it stop. And then you can lay it up, but there's different spots to lay it up. And what kind of wedge do you want to hit in? And even the layup is kind of hard because there's a pond and stuff there. So it's a, and then with everybody around, I always like that. You'd be coming up 18 and the patio is right here and everybody's heckling you. So I always thought that was fun. Yeah.
If you want to see a picture of what 18 looks like this morning, I just tweeted out a few photos on my Twitter account at BrianWGR here, as we're live at Lancaster Country Club, one of our home clubs. Len Sislow, the club president, joining us here. Brian Colziel and PGA Pro. Jeff Mitis, Corey Jackson producing back in our Amherst studios. Kevin Sylvester, the third man of our team, will be joining us at 7:45 as he is working this week for the FedEx Cup playoffs, the first round of the 3-week playoffs. So we'll have a little bit more coming up on that shortly. Len, how about just some of the other facilities that Lancaster has here for people that might be interesting a little bit more beyond the golf course itself? What else do you have to offer?
So we have, you know, a full pool complex that is out there. We've got a lot of people. Certainly now it's, you know, summer is great, and but that's always full. So that's a great time there. Certainly our dining room and our grill room, patio and everything like that is quite utilized a lot. Again, we continue to, you know, enjoy that. We've got patio jams on Thursday nights where we people out here are enjoying that. So trying to really keep a lot of different options or a lot of opportunities for people to come here and enjoy. Quiet, you know, want to be involved with different activities. There's something for everybody.
Kevin had mentioned too, I know I'm speaking for him here, he said that, because he takes advantage of it too, that he said it's a great atmosphere if you have a family and you want your family to be involved.
Right. Yeah, and it is, you know, so that's the thing. We've got, you know, you've got young families, we've got, you know, really all different ages of people here. But the key thing, I think, Jeff, you picked up on it before, is it's really a family atmosphere, though. Everybody's very friendly. Everybody gets along very well, whether, you know somebody, you're on the tee, you know, join along, and or, you know, at the pool, you know, a lot of friendships are made there. And so it's, again, a great place to be. You know, certainly, looking for other members, you know, if you're interested, you know, please give us a call.
Yeah. If they're interested, they call.
It would be Mike Szabo. He's our, golf membership person, or you can call, Christina Bennett, who is our general manager.
683-1854.
Yep. That's correct.
I still remember
still
that.
Still remember the number there.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you want to see what's going on too, you can go through, our website. It's lccny.com. So again, you can see, you know, kind of get an idea what's going on with Lancaster Country Club.
Excellent. And there's still a lot of golf this year. Yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot of golf to play. The best time of year to play, as a matter of fact.
I love playing in the fall.
Oh, and it's starting to feel like it. Yes, it was a beautiful morning. Yeah, now it's exciting.
This week's going to be like all in the 70s, so I think it's going to be really nice weather. Yeah, lccny.com is the website. Again, you can get contact Mike or Christina, or I'm sure Len would give you the information as well.
Sure.
If you run into Kevin Sylvester, you can ask him about it. I'm sure he'll...
Yeah, budget some time if you run into Kevin Sylvester and ask him about anything golf-related, yes.
Kevin will tell you about his last round here,
shot by shot. I was going to say that too, yeah.
One thing I know Kevin likes playing here too is the par 3 course. Can you tell everybody what that is about? How do you have a par 3 course and a regular full-size course? How does that work?
Yeah, so everybody looks at it, you know, par 3, you have a separate course. It's not a separate course. It's actually within the course. So what we've done is we set up a number, you know, 18 holes where we have, you know, typically anywhere from 90, you know, and a lot of the shots are 100, 120 yards. We've got, so that, in the key thing about that is a couple things. You can get, if you're new to golf, it's an easy way to, you know, kind of get into it, work on some of that. It helps you work on your short game. But also what it does is it extends, you know, it actually in the spring, again, when the weather may not be so good.
Because you're using mats, right? You have mats out in a certain spot on each hole.
That's correct. Yes, we have mats out there. So, again, and they're close to the cart path, so, you know, you're not trekking through all the...
So
all
the spring and fall, you got more golf opportunities when it might be just soaked out
exactly.
there.
Exactly, and that's the key thing. You get into November and people are going, oh, this is done, you know, it's still... a lot of golf that we can play, and it's a lot of fun. I take part in it quite a bit. So.
Yeah, I've heard there's some stories around that. Yeah. Yes, we were talking to Scott on the way in. He had one for us. But yeah, it seems like a fun. Anytime you can, make, like you say, try and make golf more fun. Right?
So it's a way, though, to play the course differently.
Yeah.
Right? And it also, Jeff, maybe sometimes, hey, I don't have time for a full round today, but I have time for this round to play the par 3
or
course.
Or your kids or your spouse who's a beginner. Yeah, let it go hit from there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would agree with you, though, what you said before. Like, I think this course, maybe versus others, I feel like every club in my bag at some point I am hitting, which doesn't happen all the time. And, you know, that at some point is going to make you a better golfer. If a certain course is always same shot off the tee, same shot in, over and over and over again, this one definitely with the variety of the lengths, especially the par fours, I think they're quite different. And the threes, there's a long one, short one.
I think of 1, 2, and 3. I hit 3 different clubs off the tee here. So yeah, and that's just the start of your round. Yeah, and then there's a lot of spots where there's other holes where you're hitting. I got to hit a 4-iron into this par 4. You know, it's not just driver wedge all the time. So
yeah. Well, Len, thank you so much for supporting Tee to Green all year long. We love coming back here every time that we do.
Yeah, the place looks great.
Place really looks good. Again, the website is lccny.com. You can talk to Mike or Christina or Len if they'll get you some information. If you're looking for membership deals, tell them you heard it on Tee to Green. We'd love to have you let everybody know where you heard about it. Len, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Len Sislo, the club president with us here on Tee to Green. Okay, we're going to take our first time out. When we come back, we'll get our Western Europe PGA Tip of the Week from Jeff, and we'll talk a little bit about last night's Duster Challenge. That's all coming up as we roll on from beautiful Lancaster Country Club here on Tee to Green on Saturday, August 13th with Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Jackson producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up right after this timeout on WGR.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.720 the time here on Tee to Green. We're live at one of our home clubs, Lancaster Country Club. Thanks for being with us. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester is working at the FedEx Cup playoffs. He'll be joining us in our third segment at about 7:45 to update us on what's going on through the first two rounds of the St. Jude Championship and Memphis at the TPC Southwind course. We're here at Lancaster, where Kevin's a member, so I'm sure he'll have a couple of things to say about where we are as well. Thanks to Club President Len Sislow for joining us last segment. Again, if you want some information about the course, of course, you can listen back to our segment where we just talked to Len last segment, or check out the website, lccny.com is the website. Okay, you heard it's time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Jeff, of course, our great Western New York PGA pro here to give you his insight. One of the holes here at Lancaster, if you know this course, that you may have had some fun playing or some interesting strategic talk on how to play it, is the third hole. It is a short par four. Some might even say drivable because it is kind of downhill.
Yeah.
And it's officially listed at 294 yards.
Sounds easy.
Yeah, it sounds easy. And it's one of the toughest, am I fair to say, it's one of the toughest greens in Western New York, hole number three here?
Yeah, and you're going to find that with a lot of drivable par fours. So if you're going to make a short par four, then the trouble's got to be around the green. And that's one of the holes where your strategy off the tee does make a big difference. Like, it's certainly a drivable hole, mm-hmm. and you'll see these holes a lot of time. You know, that's one of those holes, though, if you miss it long or left or right, your up and down becomes exponentially harder. So it's one of the, it's a risk reward. A lot of guys can hit 3-wood or hybrid on nowadays. But, you know, I always thought I wanted to keep the ball below the pin. So a lot of times playing a drivable par four, you're thinking like a pool player maybe. You're going to think one or two shots ahead. You don't just whip it out there and see what happens, right? You want to put it in a spot where, hey, if I can reach the green, I'm barely reaching the green, so I have an uphill putt. If I don't reach the green, I want to have a nice short chip so I can control and get the pitch and get the ball in a spot where the putt is makeable. So, you know, a lot of times, they always say proximity to hole is the number one factor in scoring. So, we used to lay up a lot more, and now we're trying to hit par fives two more often. They used to tell you to lay up to a certain yardage with a comfortable wedge, and that may be something you want to do too. So there's multiple ways to play these holes, and I like the strategy. The other thing is, how are you feeling that day when you're playing? How does your swing feel? How is your confidence? You want to make sure you take the big number out, right? So we're going to talk about that hole. That's, I often like to try to hit a club that can just creep to the front edge of that green. And then if I hit a little left or a little right, I still have a chance. And I think that's a good way to just give yourself a chance to make birdie on a lot of these short holes. What's the best way when you're on the tee for you to make birdie on that hole?
Yeah, and I know from speaking with the members that play this a lot here, that third hole, if you're putting at a, I guess you'd call it a the wrong side, wherever the pin placement is here, that's where the big number could even come in itself too.
You can make the big number one, you're on the green here. Yeah. If you're above the pin. And
how often do you think amateurs think about that? About as they're maybe hitting their second shot, especially maybe into a shorter par four, it essentially maybe turns into almost like a chip shot or a flop shot or something like that, about where do you want to putt from, or do you think it's always like I'm just chipping at the pin? Kinda?
Well, I find most people are just aiming at the pin every time, no matter where it is.
Yeah.
I know if you go to a tour event, they're usually going to, a lot of times they'll start it at the middle and work it towards the pin, or if you have a particular pattern. So I hit a fade. If a pin's on the left, I may aim at the pin. That way, if I hit it straight, it's at the pin. If I fade it, it's in the center of the green. The only thing I don't like there is then if the ball starts fading, it's working away from my target. But if the ball's on the right, that's a, like a, what would Johnny Miller call it, a green light situation, right? I can aim at the center and just hit my little fade in there. And the whole time, hopefully it's working closer to the pin. If it's in the center, I may aim a little left because I like to fade it. But yeah, I don't think they think about it as much as they should. I think people just, I know people just aim at the pin, no matter, it could be tucked over a bunker, a club they can't reach the green with, the whole bit, and they're just aiming at it, or they're counting on 100% perfect on this shot. I like hitting greens and having birdie putts. I'd rather have a birdie putt than try to get up and down as much as possible. So I do think about it on every tee. You know, where's this hole go? We talked about Tony Finau a couple weeks ago. He was picking sides of the fairway he was ripping it to, and then, you know, shooting how many rounds in a row in the 60s. And you know, to me, that's a great part of the fun of the game is thinking your way around the course.
Yeah, Finau was hitting, it was like a hybrid driving iron sort of club. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, why isn't he hitting driver? He can hit it so far. But you're right. He was saying, I wanted to know what side I was coming in on because he thought he could set himself up for birdie better that way.
Well, and think of yourself. If you've got to look at a pin and you can see the whole pin and it fits your shot shape, that's a much more confident swing that you'll make. And then if you're on the wrong side of the fairway and I got to hoist it around this bunker and get it up and I can't see the bottom of the flag and I'm aiming at a tough part of the green, all those things make it difficult to score well. And if the game is about shooting the lowest score. I know proximity of the hole, you want it as close as you can. Well, sometimes you're better off thinking about hitting it as close as you can on the shot before that instead of the current one.
Yeah. All right, so the next time you play a short par four, like maybe number three here at Lancaster or at the course you're playing. Yeah,
keep it below the hole if you can. Here,
keep it below the hole. I think, tell me if I'm wrong, you watch a lot of professional golf as well. The trend of these shorter risk-reward par fours on the PGA Tour, and even in majors we're seeing it now. I think the PGA has done a good job in the PGA Championship of moving tees around a little more. The USGA has done a good job too in the US Open, I think, with more of these possible drivable fours for the pros who like to do, like you said, they like to hammer it down there, and then that leads them some interesting decisions around the green. But it makes it more exciting for us, the spectator and the viewer and the golf fan, to see, hey, how are the pros playing these holes that maybe, you know, professionally, you know, here we're talking about the third hole here at Lancaster, 294, but maybe on the PGA Tour, it's 350. Well, some of these guys can maybe roll a driver up there, but there also could be a pond. I'm thinking about number 17 at TPC Scottsdale, the Phoenix Open. That's a really cool hole. We've seen it at the U.S. Open and the PGA where they move the tees up. Oh, today it's drivable. Are they going to go for it? But we know there's a lot of maybe some challenges around the green. So
I like it when they can make birdie or double, you know?
Yes.
So it's, if you're going to take that chance, you could make your eagle, but you can also make birdie. And I love watching the shot charts on those holes. How many guys go for it and how many guys are
they show
up.
The balls.
And yeah.
Here's all the blue ones. Here's all the red ones. And then here's the the bad ones.
Here. I always found, you know, not that that's good data. Yeah. And what would I do if I was there? I'm not driving at 350. So I know what I'm doing, but but it is fun to watch, and it does make for good TV too, and it makes for good club championships.
That's right.
Yeah, if you're in the club championship, sometimes you just want to avoid that big number. So
somebody today or that goes on to win the club championship here at Lancaster is not going to take a double on that hole.
Yeah, they're going to. Somebody might take a double, and it might
ruin it for them.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, it doesn't ruin your round. It's the third hole. Come on, yeah, you can come back from that.
That's true.
Yes,
your time. Hey, good lesson. In golf, by the way, that's a great thing. I want to bring that up. I know we're going to talk about this week's event, but last week in the Wyndham Championship, Tom Kim, if you didn't see the story, first of all, 20 years old, just playing the tour now for the first year, gets his first win. But what a great lesson in golf. You just brought that up. If you didn't see it, the round one Thursday, he took a quadruple bogey on his first hole, and
he won by five.
He won by four.
By four.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So he was four over after one, and then he won by four.
Well,
I mean, what an amazing lesson in, you know, we always say it's so hard after you have a bad hole to like let it go or to not think about it. And look at a club championship here, maybe a multiple day event. Like, how do you let it go? Look, somebody, a 20-year-old who's never done anything on the PGA Tour, figured it out and ended up winning. What a great story.
And that just, how many people would have just been brain dead after that and wrecked their round? But that's where your routine comes in. That's where you just focus on the next task. I mean, all those mental gymnastics we talk about, that's why they're important in golf. Yeah. Because you can't go to, you can't let that affect the next shot you hit.
The second youngest winner in the modern era of PGA Tour golf, other than Jordan Spieth, back when he won when he was a 20-year-old.
Yeah, we're going to be watching him for a long time, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Unless he goes to live. We'll never see him again. Yes.
Very good poise and attitude. Yeah, he said, look, I got 71 holes left. He's like, I'll get it back.
Yeah.
So what a good attitude. Instead of, I mean, think about it. If you come out and you open your round with a quadruple bogey, I mean, that's a stinger, and that is tough to let go, for sure. We're all human beings. Of course you're going to think about it. But.
And I think confidence is important there. If you still trust in yourself and you believe in yourself, then that's not something that will affect you. Hey, I'm still a good golfer. I never play this way. I'm going to get it back the next hole. I'm going to play even better. Sometimes it focuses you, you know, because something bad happened. It makes you, okay, get your head on straight here. I got to still play a lot of golf.
Yep. Good tip there. Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. You can find out more information on how you can get involved in the game. If you want to get your son or daughter involved in junior golf activities, if you yourself taking up the game brand new, you can contact your local PGA professional. Best way to do it, go to WNYPGA.com. Got all the information there.
And they got a good PGA pro here, Mike Szabo. Yeah,
yep, you can come if you are in the Lancaster area. You can contact Mike, and he can tell you how you can get in contact in terms of maybe if you want to take a lesson or get involved in the game. Hey, kudos to the Western New York PGA again here for their efforts last night. Our sixth annual putting contest. We call it the Duster Challenge. And everybody that came out and all the folks at Glen Oak.
It was like 100 people there.
Yeah, it was amazing. Sold it out. And we had some of our WGR personalities there as well. Nate Geary, who's a member here at Lancaster. Sal Capaccio, he brought his whole family. We had some others there as well. And we want to congratulate Cole Jones, who... Lancaster family.
Yes.
He ended up winning yesterday.
The son of a PGA professional.
That's
David
right.
Jones in East Aurora, yes.
Very proud dad, I'm sure. Cole putted tremendously.
14 years old.
So, yes. We've had teenagers now win 3 years in a row. Charlie Fisher won it 2 years in a row.
Charlie was there rooting him on. Yeah,
yes, yeah. Charlie was there. He didn't putt. He actually was rooting his dad on who putted.
Oh, okay. He just came back from the state amateur. That's right.
So. He was playing in that. And then, he was there rooting on Cole, and Cole ended up winning. He beat Eric Jankowski in the finals. So Eric was a fine putter. We saw him putt last night. But we had 75 golfers. We cut it down to 16. We had some match play. We had the lights on at Glen Oak. And the most important part of the night was the money raised, over $3,000 for the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation last night. So very fun night.
It was a ton of fun. And they did a great job putting Glen Oak and the Western New York PGA did a great job. Dan Googie setting up the course there. It was everything was great. I couldn't ask for more. Plus the weather.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, it's a super fun event. We got people that have played all 6 years. There's a bunch of people that have played. Once people play, they want to keep coming back every year.
Yeah, I want to, you mentioned it, Tim Fries, Anthony Shiro, Dan Googie, the crew over at Glen Oak, Alex Stevens, the chef, everybody who
Victoria
helped
Shiro,
in,
yep.
From the Western PGA, yep, Victoria Shiro, Chip Clover was there, Julie and let's see who, Ashley and Taylor, all from the Western PGA, just did a tremendous job yesterday getting that out. And
there's nothing like it.
We to raise over $3,000 for a putting contest. I thought was really cool. Also, I want to thank, we're here at Lancaster. They were one of the places that donated some of our raffle items. Lancaster Country Club did, East Aurora, Niagara Frontier, Niagara Falls, Pendleton Creek, Glen Oak, Attica, Diamond Hawk, Lockport Town and Country Club, Golf Dojo, The Links Golf and Tap, Batavia Downs, Donald Ross, Zandra Beauty, the Bisons, Custom Turf. We had an autographed saber stick from Victor Olofsson, an Anderson's gift card. Callaway was there, our friend Taylor Gessel. They're giving everybody Callaway golf balls to putt with. So it was a tremendous night. And if you want to see some pictures, go to our Tee to Green Twitter handle at Tee to G Buffalo, and also on our Instagram page as well, Tee to G Buffalo.
Greens were rolling 12 and a half. Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun.
A couple of holes were really good. So if you participated last night, I don't know. Are they up listing already here? It was a fun night last night.
Yeah, it was
but,
a fun night.
We really appreciate your support for the Reach Foundation. And it does such great work, Jeff, I know, for military veterans.
Yeah, and you could tell we had Scott Schmalter come up and say a little bit, a veteran who's heavily engaged in the program. You could tell how much that means to him. Mike Tsai was there, another active participant, and it means a lot to him. It's hard to explain unless you've been around these guys and know what's going on, but it's a great, great thing for our veterans. Golf is actually listed as something that the VA wants to – that's why we have these programs with the vets.
And another cool event coming up down in Ellicottville in September.
Same idea. Yeah. And it benefits the same group of people.
The par crawl, right?
Yeah, Steve Beatty from Custom Turf puts it on. He does a ton of work. We're putting 9 different putting greens in 9 different bars. And it is just a good time. You get a scorecard. You bounce from bar to bar, hit putt on each green, and there's prizes and everything at the end. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, fun time down in Ellicottville. And if you were there last year, I'm sure you'll be back this year also. It's another great event.
You can go to WNYPGA.com to sign up for that as well. Also, another great event this week from the Westerner PGA. I was at, speaking of Glen Oak, we were there on Thursday. PGA Junior League had their all-star competition. 8 teams from across Western New York, Rochester, Erie, Buffalo participated. So these are kids representing their clubs that were named all-stars.
Because there's different leagues. That's 8 different leagues.
Yes.
And the best players from the 8 different leagues.
Yeah, there was a Buffalo North, a Buffalo South, some teams from Rochester, some teams from Erie. Glen Oak, because they have so many participants.
Had their own team.
Had their own team as well, made up of all-stars. And kudos to all those players.
And who won, might I ask?
Yes, Buffalo North won.
Wow.
Buffalo
North,
yes.
Do we know anybody on that team?
Yes, my son is on that team, so that was exciting.
And you get to go where now?
So they advanced. They were the team that advanced. They get to go to what they're calling the regional round in Syracuse, which is, for those of you that are SU alums, you may know the course, Drumlins Country Club.
Drumlins, very nice place. It'll be fun.
That's where Syracuse University Golf plays.
Oh.
So you may know that. And, of course, if you advance from there, you go to Arizona for Nationals.
Yeah, not if, when.
When.
You better start booking plane tickets, Brian. Get them cheaper now. Yeah.
So we'll be at Syracuse in early September. So that's fun. But again, a great event. Great way to get your kids involved. PGA Junior League is such a fun thing. That the two-man scramble format, Jeff, just makes it so good for these kids. The pressure's off, but they can have a ton of fun with it.
How many times do we use the word fun when we describe that?
Yep.
It's like the first word on the tip of your mouth when you talk about it. Same thing when you play golf, right? We play golf because it's fun, and that's how kids get hooked. And it's fun to watch them have that much fun as a parent. It's great.
Yep, I believe it.
It's a great program.
Yep, it's been great. Hey, before we go to break, last thing here. Cam Smith has had an amazing season on the PGA Tour. Won the Players' Championship, won the British Open. I mean, you win a major and the Players' Championship. It's kind of almost like two majors.
Right.
I mean, he's up to number 2 in the world rankings, having a phenomenal season. One of the favorites to win the FedEx Cup playoffs. He had a great day yesterday. He shot 65. We'll talk to Kevin Sylvester about that next segment. But the story about him this week is the live rumors. Mm-hmm. And in his press conference this week, he didn't really do anything dampen those.
Yes.
No, if anything, he made the flame a little larger by not saying anything. He's like, oh, I'm here to
say more with his silence than
I'm here to concentrate on the FedEx Cup playoffs. So for those of you that are, hoping to see Cam Smith on the PGA Tour going forward, didn't sound too promising.
Yeah, that really would disappoint me. I really enjoy watching that guy play. I feel like they disappear when they go on that LIV Tour now, and you don't get to watch him play. You don't want to watch him play in a glorified
exhibition
guest. Yeah. So, but yeah,
guy can putt.
That guy is fun. I was hoping to watch him for the next 20 years, watch him play like that. That'd have been great, but we'll see. Nothing's etched in stone yet. I don't think has there been an official announcement?
Nope. It's all rumors. And I would expect nothing. If it was official, it would be after the playoffs, because he wants to finish and play in this.
Yeah, he wants to win the annuity.
Yeah. Also, Bubba Watson officially resigned from the PGA Tour because he hadn't played in a live event yet, even though he's committed to it. The tour couldn't suspend him. So he was taking up a spot in the top 125, which actually would have gone to another player. So I think there was actually like a little social media push to say, hey, Bubba, if you're done, resign so they can take you out so another player can get in.
And that's, I got to give him
and
credit.
And he did. He
I got to give him credit if he did do that. And that was the motivation to give another player the chance. Because
yes.
Who doesn't want that chance? You know, you all start from zero there. You got a chance to win that. And I also think there's not a lot of confidence in his game right now either.
So, yeah. All right, time out from Lancaster Country Club. We're having a great show here. Hope you're enjoying it. We appreciate you waking up with us here on a Saturday. When we come back, Kevin Sylvester, he's working hard for the FedEx Cup playoffs. He'll join us live to let us know what is going on in the first of the three events on the PGA Tour. We're live at Lancaster Country Club inside their beautiful clubhouse with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel, Corey Jackson producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up from Lancaster right after this on WGR. Welcome back, Tee to Green. Here, Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're at Lancaster Country Club, one of our home clubs, and it is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. The first leg of the three-week FedEx Cup playoffs on the PGA Tour, and they are at TPC Southwind in Memphis. J.J. Spahn is your leader, Spahn, rather, 11 under par. He has a one-stroke lead over Sepp Straka. He's at 10 under, and Troy Merritt also at 10 under. Denny McCarthy, of course, from Porter Cup fame, 9 under par. And Brian Harman, also Porter Cup guy, minus 8. Tony Finau, who's at as hot as anybody on the PGA Tour, he's actually looking for his third consecutive win. He is tied for 5th at 8 under. Cameron Smith, we talked about him earlier, he's also at 8 under par, as is Ryan Palmer. Some other names of note this week on the tour, if you're looking at Will Zalatoris, he's at 6 under. U.S. Open champion Matthew Fitzpatrick, Justin Thomas, they're also at 6 under par. Patrick Cantlay, I think, has been playing well lately. He is at 5 under par. John Rahm is at minus 4.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. To that, I can attest. And we have a five-way tie for first at 5 under par. Tim Petrovic, Billy Mayfair, Scott McCarron, and KJ Choi, a bunch of recognizable names there.
And on the LPGA side, the ISPS, Honda World Invitational, is going on. Actually, different golf courses all over the world. But right now, Amanda Doherty has a one-shot lead on Lauren Coughlin. Doherty, through two rounds, is at 11 under par. Coughlin is at minus 10. So there's your look at the pro scene on the LPGA side, the Champions Tour side, and on the PGA Tour. Speaking of the FedEx Cup playoffs, we bring in Kevin Sylvester. He is working this week on the ESPN Plus broadcast for the first two rounds. Will so this weekend. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. And let me start by saying awesome job by you fellas, the Western York PGA folks, and everyone attended the Duster Challenge last night.
Just it was a great evening, Kev.
To raise over $3,000, that's awesome for our little event, and I'm using quotation marks. But it's doing big things. So thank you to everyone involved, and sorry I couldn't be there.
Yes, I echo your thoughts. It was a tremendous night. I wish you were there, Kev, because I know you would have loved it. I know you're working hard, but the folks at the Western PGA and Glen Oak and all the participants, really, really generous last night getting that number to over 3,000 for a great cause, the Reach Foundation. So it was really, really a tremendous night. And, Kev, we're here at Lancaster. I know your home club, and I know you're bummed you're missing the club championship this weekend, but guys are out there practicing, getting themselves ready. What's your advice? You've played this course many times now, being a member here on club championship day.
Well, so a couple things. Number one, as we had a member win the Duster last night, Cole Jones.
That's right, Cole Jones.
Oh. Yes. And so we're not surprised because of putting. The greens at Lancaster have just been phenomenal. The last couple of years, actually, Craig Blackburn, the superintendent, has done an incredible job of, keeping them healthy and the speed of them. I mean, you've got to putt well there. The lines are so fine, too, at Lancaster Country Club on those greens. I don't remember, they've been there for over 20 years, and you ask them what it does in this putt, and they're like, I'm not quite sure. To me, that's the hallmark of great greens, when even though you know the greens, you still are unsure completely. of the greens. But you've also got to keep the ball out of trouble off the tee there. And Mike Pacioppo is the defending club champion, who shot a final round 63 last year to win it. Just a phenomenal round of golf.
Watching him warm up, actually.
Yeah.
He's right there on the putting green.
Everybody talks about Mike's distance. He's probably a better putter than the ball striker. I mean, he's just I played some rounds with him where he rolls in putt after putt after putt, even from distance, and he's such a good putter. He can be tough to beat.
Yep. Kevin Sylvester working the FedEx Cup playoff, joining us here on Tee to Green as we're live at Lancaster Country Club. Kev, before we talk about the couple of names at the top, I want to go down to the guy that's in fifth, Tony Finau, winner of back-to-back events, the 3M Championship, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He's going for three in a row this week, and he's put himself in a great spot to maybe do it here. Halfway home, he's tied for fifth and only three off the lead. I'm sure Finau has been a big talk amongst all of the media guys this week.
Yeah, you know, he's in a more familiar position this weekend where he's not in the lead. You know, the interesting thing about when he won in Detroit was he was in the lead, and it's the first time he won an event when he led after 54 holes to finish that off. So we'll see if he can get up close to that lead or the lead after today and have that at 54 holes. But, you know, you've got some – you got Cam Smith in there lurking. I think Scheffler makes a move today for sure. I think Cantlay and Rahm correct their putting woes. I mean, Rahm's had 5-3 putts. He doesn't have those 5-3 putts. You know, he just cuts those even in half, or, you know, just has a couple of those. I mean, those are unusual, the PGA Tour, especially for John Rahm. You know, is just missing some short ones. You know, he'd be up near the lead. So I look out for those two names today also.
At the top, Kev, we look at the top four guys here, Spawn, Straka, Merritt, McCarthy. These are guys that are a little farther down coming in FedEx Cup points. They obviously can give themselves a great opportunity to win the FedEx Cup if they are able to win this event. Out of those guys there, what's maybe most interesting that you've seen from those four guys that are at the top?
Well, you know, Spawn finally, you know, he won this year. You know, he's had some health issues that got corrected in the last 18 months with a diabetes diagnosis. And, you know, he won the Valero Texas Open. That's a demanding golf course that he won on. Sepp Straka won the Honda Classic. Very difficult golf course. But the interesting thing about Sepp Straka, the Austrian who came out of Georgia, Thomas Vanek has to be his favorite hockey player, right? He's from Austria. Anyhow,
yep.
Straka has missed his last five cuts coming in. He'd been in, you know, poor form as a professional golfer. And then there he is at the top of the league. And that is the game of golf. Now, here's the other interesting thing. Today, the ball will be played down. It's been played in hand the first two rounds because of storms and a lot of rain that they had in the area. But they're going to play the ball down. So there's no more lift clean in place. And there's no preferred lies with this. So it'll be interesting to see how players adjust to that. The greens are going to be a lot faster. The course is going to be drying out. And that's why I think you'll see a lot of movement today on moving day on the PGA Tour. Denny McCarthy, it'd be interesting. You know, he's a great putter, you know, strikes the ball well. It's someone you know, many think probably should have won by now on the PGA Tour. But it also speaks to how deep and talented the PGA Tour is when you're saying, well, Sepp Straka and J.J. Spawn are leading this event. Yeah, these guys are good. All of them are good. And there are names that aren't here in the weekend, like Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. So, you know, that's the PGA Tour. It is so deep and talented.
Yeah, if you remember McCarthy's name, we mentioned it earlier in the show. He was a runner-up at the 2014 Porter Cup and then won it in 2015. So I know familiar if you have gone up to Niagara Falls Country Club to watch that event. All right, Kev, last thing before we let you go here. What do you like about TPC Southwind? What's something interesting or a nugget that we should be looking for as we watch or listen to the coverage this weekend?
It is, to me, it's the most underrated golf course on the PGA Tour. It is, it's a phenomenal golf course, and it's tough. Here's the interesting thing. It has the most golf balls in the water throughout the last, I think, a decade. If you give me the number, but everybody thinks it's TPC Sawgrass. It is not. It is TPC Southwind by over 1,000 more. Wow. Balls in the water. Yes.
These are the best players in the world, too.
Yes, they are. Well, yeah, I remember, too, you know, they're playing at pins, too. They're not necessarily playing the safe shots that we would play. But I was stunned when I saw that number, that it was, well, I think it's even 1,100 more. It's an incredible number more golf balls hit into the water than TPC Sawgrass.
Interesting. Kev, how can people watch and listen to you this weekend?
Yeah, I'm working for PGA Tour Live this weekend on the ESPN Plus platforms. I'll be moving between streams 1 and 4, stream our main feed, and then 4 is our feature hole coverage. But 10 a.m., I'll be my first shift on stream number 1, our main feed, and our marquee group. And I'll be working with John Rollins, the Rocket, 3-time winner on the PGA Tour.
Awesome. Watched a little bit yesterday afternoon, Kev, before I went over to the duster, and you're doing a great job. So keep it up. Thanks for representing Tee to Green, and we'll hope you have a good final 2 rounds. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Kev.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much.
You got it. All right, Kevin Sylvester from our Tee to Green team. Want to give a shout-out to some of our other Tee to Green members here. Alex Brown, who was putting last night at the duster. He's got some course reviews on our website. Check it out, teetogreenradio.com. And our Jeff Blank last night did a tremendous job helping out too. Jeff, if you're into throwing a wager down on your PGA Tour event, he's got a post every day of the tournament to let you know who you should be putting your money on.
Yeah, if you're betting on golf, you may want to look at what he's putting out there. At least consider, because he's using a lot of data to come up with these decisions.
Yeah, you can follow him on Twitter or Instagram at Jeff Blank T2G. And he was, after the duster last night, if he worked hard, he went home and then was posting today's things at midnight, because he's working hard. So he likes Burns today and Adam Scott and Cam Smith. So those are his three.
I would listen.
And he's doing a three-leg parlay. Anyway, you can check it out there. He's got the info right there. You can check it out at Jeff Blank T2G.
He's up for the year, isn't he? I think he is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's pretty far up.
Yeah, he's doing wonderful. He hit the parlay yesterday or 2 days ago. Yeah, 2-0-1 yesterday on his three.
Yeah, he posts his results, too. That's the other thing. Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's very transparent.
Yes.
That's right. So you know where you stand. So, and then, 3-0. In round one.
Yeah.
So he's 5-0-1 so far this
weekend.
Why
didn't you tell me that before? I would have bet those things. Yeah.
I know. Hey, big thanks to everybody here at Lancaster Country Club for hosting us, especially Len Sislo for joining us in the first segment, the club president. You can contact Mike Szabo as well in the golf shop, the great PGA pro here as well, if you want some information, or Christina as well. Website lccny.com is the website. And we appreciate Lancaster's support of the show, as they are one of our home clubs here on Tee to Green. They were one of the many that donated to our Duster Challenge last night, raised over $3,000 for the Reach Foundation. So kudos to everybody involved. We had a great time, everybody over there at Glen Oak and the Western PGA staff. And I think we're out of time here this week. Jeff, thank you. Great show, as always.
It was a fun show. It's a beautiful morning, and I'm going to go watch some of these guys get warmed up before the club championship here.
Next week, we go to Rochester. So all of our Rochesterians, we're coming to Oak Hill next week.
Yep. We're taking it on the road, Brian.
That's right. Yep. We will be there. The section championship is there the following Monday, so we'll be there to preview that. And, of course,
they get to play Oak Hill with the PGA Championship pins for the section championship.
Yeah.
That's going to be a test.
The PGA Championship's there in 2023, so we'll have
information. We gave
away tickets last night. We'll have information on how to give away, on how you can get tickets from us here at Tee to Green as well. All right, Corey back in our studios. Thank you very much, Corey Jackson. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green every Saturday. Thanks for listening here from Lancaster Country Club. We'll talk to you next Saturday right here on WGR.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.